Harris County Clerk Beverly Kaufman submitted a plan to county commissioners yesterday that would allow the county to maintain all of its 37 regular early voting locations and would authorize the purchase of about 2,300 new e-slate voting machines. County Clerk spokesman Hector De Leon.
The main goal is to have enough equipment to satisfy the voting law when it comes to the ADA, which is to provide folks who meet the ADA requirements the ability to vote independently.
So each of the county's 736 polling locations will get about 3 e-slate machines for disabled voters. Everyone else gets to vote old school on a paper ballot. So even if everything goes off without a hitch, at the very least, this fire is almost certain to make election night 2010 a longer night, especially if any of the statewide races are close, like the race between Governor Rick Perry and Houston's former mayor Bill White. Richard Murray is director of the Survey Research Institute at the University of Houston. He says the county usually makes up about 15% of the total vote in the state.
But it's expected to be important because you do have a former mayor who's politically popular here. So if he can run reasonably close statewide, the election would be in doubt until the Harris County vote comes in.
Murray says the ballot in Harris County is especially long this year. Every single race is contested, including about 75 judicial races. So if you don't vote early, you'll have a very long paper ballot to check off. And elections officials will have a much longer night counting the votes. But the county's proposal isn't the last say in how this election mess gets worked out. Again, Richard Murray.
We're, of course, covered in Texas by the special provisions of the Voting Rights Act. So any change in your electoral process has to be cleared with the Justice Department. So it ain't just what the locals want to do or the state. You've also got to get the DOJ to sign off on what alternative measures you take.
Officials from the Texas Democratic Party were concerned the fire would lead Harris County to shrink the number of polling places, which could have suppressed voter turnout if voters arrived to an empty polling place on Election Day. But for now, the plan doesn't do that. And Harris County election officials say they expect the plan passed by county commissioners Monday to get approval from the U.S. Justice Department. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.